week, Margaret Piper takes her family dog Toby to visit disabled children at a hospital called Alloa as part of pet therapy.
You going to say hi to Toby?
Alloa cares for children with intellectual and physical disabilities up to the age of 18. They're unable to talk and use wheelchairs to move around. It's a small hospital with 44 beds, owned and run by the Presbyterian Church. So, Margaret, tell me, how did you get involved in pet therapy?
Originally I saw the Director of Nursing of Alloa speaking and about the children, and I was just interested in them, and I knew that I had this very friendly dog, and I asked her, did she ever have a dog visiting the hospital? So he's a labradoodle. That means a cross between a Labrador and a very, very tiny poodle. Bred out at Condobolin by a vet who considered that they make lovely family pets. Toby and I went and did some training. I did a correspondence course, and then there was some practical training so that I could be aware of the risks involved. You can't let your dog lick the children. And certainly these children, a lot of them have a grasping problem, that they grasp his hair. He's got long hair, and I have to anticipate that, and I put my hand inside theirs, and that's how they pat.
So Toby knows where he is.
He certainly does.
Very exciting.
And you've had a big operation. You're doing very well.
That's very good. Lovely girl.
I don't think he ever would bite, but you just can't be quite sure. You feel his nice soft coat? Did you know Toby had to have a special bath? And do you know what he does when I start to put the water in the bath? He hides. But then he just comes and says, oh, I suppose I've got to have it. And after he has a bath, he has a big walk, big run to get dry.
My name's Stephanie. I'm the recreation coordinator here at Alloa. So Alloa caters for children from 0 to 18, 19 who have intellectual and physical disabilities, moderate to severe disabilities generally. The main sort of disabilities we have here are cerebral palsy, developmental delay. We've had a few acquired brain injuries such as near drownings, things like that. So the care we provide here is quite specialised, and the children are have quite high needs. Toby and Margaret, I've known them now for 3.5 years, and they've been coming every week, and I've basically been seeing them once a week for 3.5 years, as the children have. And for some of the children, especially the newer children or who have started coming here, or the younger children, the progression from when they first meet Toby to now is unbelievable, and there's a real difference. And
Can you describe that change?
Yeah, they start to recognise him. Even today there was a little child who was here, and it was the first time I'd seen this child smile with Toby. So I think she definitely realised that he was here, who he was, and she sees him every week. So it's, an ongoing process.
Very well done. You say, good boy, Toby. Good girl.
And how long have you been doing it?
I think I've been doing it for over 5 years now. sort of once a week mostly, and then on a Sunday I come because sometimes there are more children here. Some of these children go to school through the week, and so I just see the ones who are here all day, but on the Sunday I see more children.
So you know them quite well. What do you notice in the children when Toby comes along, when you and Toby are there?
Well, mostly I notice anticipation. They and the staff too seem to quite enjoy our visit. And if he does a few barks, they know, oh, the dog's here. And it's just something to talk about.
Is it Toby?
Oh, he's on your hand. Just a minute, Toby.
The children, it's just an additional part to their therapy. We believe here that it's not only the medical care, hence why we have the recreation programs. We have an occupational therapist, a physiotherapist, speech pathologist, etc. So basically that's just another part of the children's care, and just allowing them to have experience something of which they can enjoy.
That's a terrific step, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But he decided to come into the bathroom.
Oh, I see. He was given to us by our daughter just when she was moving out with her dog. She thought we needed one. But we just thought how good it would be not to have a dog for a while. But I must admit she was fairly perceptive because we're retired people and I had the time and he's been a wonderful joy.
Lovely.
Can just feel their arm relax. That's lovely. Very good. Did you know that makes your blood pressure go down? When you pat a dog, yes, my word. Oh, yes. Oh, don't get out of it, mate. And they each get a turn. We never would force a visit on them. There are some who he just sort of says hello. He doesn't actually talk, but it's a good bark. And they know that he's here and they can just feel that they're part of it if they've had him say hello to them. But the majority are very happy to give him a pat and do a few tricks for them or something like that.
There you go. There's Toby. Hello.
Aww. That's a smile. Doesn't smile much either.
No, that's right.
Do you know now that Toby's here to see you? You've gotten used to it.
Is Toby being fed there?
He's being, well, it's just little treats. Very, very tiny. But I do it so that he can be in the right position because these children can't really always move their arms even and they're in wheelchairs and things. So he has to get in the right spot so they can have a touch, a pat. Pat, 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 Toby. Very good. Good patting.
No, you can see that they really respond.
Toby's here to see you.
Oh, Toby says he'd like to give you a kiss, but I won't meet him.
I think he likes your hair too.
Yes, that's a spiky hairdo, isn't it? Very, very obedient, very affectionate. What more can you ask of a dog? Very responsive to treats, just like kids.
Hello, precious girl.
Do you want to say hello to Toby today?
He's just here.
There you go. It's good boy, Toby.
Good boy, Toby. That's very good patting. You look very smart today in a pink stripey top. I'm glad you colour coded
Toby, but I think a lot of it is also Margaret and the effort she puts in here. She's so committed and she knows the children just as well as I do. You know, she knows what they like and what they dislike and knows how to interact with them. So she ultimately guides Toby in doing that as well. So I think that's a really important process and part of the whole of Toby's visit here.
Very good. Lovely girl.
Yes, Toby, come to say hello.
Did you know Toby had to have his teeth cleaned? And do you know what sort of toothpaste he has? Chicken toothpaste. he just eats it. I bet you eat yours too, do you? Well, what do I get out of it? I think I get what you could only call magic moments. Just those moments when a child really does react or where they... Oh, some of them just get so excited when he comes and that gives me joy. Yeah, I just think they're all lovely children. And, well, they're very special. So that, and the whole nub of it all really is communication, which seems to be possible through the dog.
Good boy, Toby.
Sometimes we get a smile, don't we?
Eventually. Bit of a delayed reaction.
Oh, it certainly is an emotional experience, but I mean, when you see people who are struggling with life the way these children are and the dedicated staff who are looking after them, it just is an inspiration.
Loving it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Well, I've got this thing that there's four things that make you happy in life. One is your health. The second is the love of your family and friends. The third, and not necessarily in this order, I suppose, the third is your spiritual belief. And the fourth is an absorbing hobby. And I guess Toby's a hobby. So there you go.
Are there days that you come and you think, oh, I'm not feeling like this today, or...
I suppose there would be. It's a bit of a fag sometimes getting the dog ready and so on. But no, that discipline doesn't hurt me either. So it just it's really good to just give something. I think, I mean, I'm the one who gains, but you just give a little bit and you gain a lot. Well, now we feel like a run in the park. And a coffee.